Black Wealth Under God family, welcome to episode number 51 of the Black Wealth Under God podcast. Man, we made it to 50, right? I'm back again here for another episode. You know, as I continue to grow and progress in this podcast space, man, and continue to learn more and more about myself and all of this stuff, man, it's just like, you know, I know the episodes haven't been out probably as consistent as I would like them to be, but, you know, I'm getting them done when I'm getting them done, and at the end of the day, you know, my focus is to just keep going, keep pushing, you know what I mean? So, you know, no matter if it's where I want it to be or, you know, whatever the case, man, it's just consistency and just trying to keep pushing, right? If nothing else, these episodes ain't gonna stop, man. So with that being said, let's keep it going. Again, episode 51, on this other side of 50, as we move forward and push forward into the future and into this next 50, what we want to concentrate on is continuing to build this thing, right? So I need your guys' help as much as I might be helping, or, you know, in whatever small way I might be helping and improving other people's lives with some of this information. We need your help as well. So with that being said, please continue to like, share, subscribe, download the podcast every time we have a drop, and just continue to tap in with us, and we're going to keep this thing pushing, keep having more people on, keep having more episodes, try to get more consistent. But again, we do need that feedback from the listeners. So you guys, you know, however you want to reach out, whether that be at the Black Wealth Under God Gmail, email address, or Black Wealth Under God TikTok, IG, you know, whatever. You know, I know the posts and stuff have died down. That's a work issue, and I'm trying to get through that. And you know, it's a little bit of I'm trying to even with this, right, I'm trying to figure out how to do this without necessarily stepping on toes and things like that, just because of the industry that I work in. So with that being said, man, you know, we're gonna keep this thing pushing. We're gonna keep trying to make it do what it do. So last episode, we talked about the leading man and what does a leading man look like. And a lot of that we touched on was spiritual, right? We touched on a lot of the spiritual side, but I wanted to dive into more of the practical side. All right, how does this thing look? How can we, as men who are often in the back seat in terms of pay and things like that, as black men, I should say, in terms of pay, we're still in the back seat. So how can we act as primary providers and caregivers for our families and for the people who depend on us when we're in those positions, man? So we want to just go ahead and expand on that a little bit. I'm not going to keep you guys too long, and we're going to get this in. And you know, y'all know what we do, man. In Jesus' name, let's get it. All right, man, so let's go ahead and get right to it. So you guys know how we do. We can get right to the scripture for this episode. We're coming out of Mark 9 and 23, which says, and we're going from the New Living Translation version as well. I find that to be the most easily understood one, just in my opinion, but or easy to read, I guess I should say. Easier to read. So again, Mark 9:23, New Living Translation, which says, "What do you mean, if I can?" Jesus asked. "Anything is possible if a person believes." And so the reason I chose to go with that one is because, oops, the reason I chose to go with that one is because a lot of this is about where you're at mentally, right? So when we're talking about being a provider, it's just a mindset. It's really not much else to it other than that, right? Because you're going to be in different positions. If you live long enough, and if you continue to live long enough, you're going to be in different scenarios and different situations in your life, right? As a man, you might not always be the leader in terms of income, right? So mentally, you still have to have the same mindset, right? You can't just disregard the need or the necessity or the requirement to be a provider because you're not in that leadership position when it comes to income. So again, you gotta have the right mindset. You gotta be in line with the kingdom. And some men will say that women won't follow, right? But I would suggest that a woman, a kingdom woman, that is, right? If you're just talking to some skank, this doesn't apply, right? This doesn't apply to every situation and scenario because we're coming at things from a biblical point of view. We're going to deal with the biblical kingdom mindset having woman, right? A kingdom mindset having woman won't have a problem following the lead because there will be a clear backing that comes from God, right? The steps that you take might not always be right. They might not always be clear. But there's always going to be some steps that are you're obviously following the kingdom, right? And if you're in alignment, that's not something that's hard to tell, right? There are going to be some things that you don't engage in, some things that you don't do, some things that you don't say, some behaviors that you have. Because the Bible says we can tell who are followers of Christ by the fruit that they produce. So if you're a man and the fruit that you're producing looks sort of like fruit that any other man in the world would produce, then it's going to be hard to determine whether you are a great candidate for following, right? So you want to be in alignment, because you being in alignment allows everyone else to sort of fill in their roles, right? So when we talk about roles, man, you guys know I'm a Lakers fan. We got Russell Westbrook, we got LeBron James, we got Anthony Davis. LeBron and Russell are the same player, right? One shoots better than the other. That is essentially the difference. One shoots better, one's taller, but they're kind of the same guy. Attitude. There's some differences, obviously, but in terms of how they operate on a basketball court is relatively the same, right? So because you have these two pieces, there's always this tug of war happening on who's doing what. Recently, over the past couple of games, they have shifted Russell to the bench in a six-man role, and he has played incredible. And in large part, because he's on the court with his own team operating in a way that is Russell Westbrook, and LeBron is often, statistically speaking, better when Russell's not on the floor as well. Now, this season, I won't say LeBron's been trash. He hasn't been trash, but he hasn't been very good. When these two are functioning in their correct roles, since Russell has moved to the bench, the Lakers are 2-0, and it is the energy that comes off the bench allows, and this placement that they have with Russell and with LeBron allows both of them to function properly, right? So we talk about slotting a lot when it comes to putting these pieces together on an NBA basketball court, because all of them have so much talent, so much ability. How do you maximize each and every one of them? So having LeBron and then Russell coming off the bench and sort of having them operate two different units slots everyone else on the team correctly, which allows them to be more functional. Now, I'm not saying that they're championship worthy or anything of that nature, because I don't believe they are, but at the end of the day, slotting, right? And it's the same concept in the home. If you are functioning and serving the right function, everyone else gets slotted accordingly. So again, let's get to the money part. How, as a man, can you continue to be a provider if you're not the breadwinner, right? Your call as a man is to provide certain things, you know, security, things like that. And what men often do is say, okay, I don't make the most money, so I'm not the provider here, right? So what do you need to be providing? You need to be providing sanctuary. You need to be providing guidance, direction, love, attention. Like, all of these things you need to be providing, right? And so most of those things aren't money related. Now, some of them are, right? Providing sanctuary, providing a place to stay is money related. So what does that look like? All right. You need to look in the area that you live in and say, what do I need to do to make sure the people that depend on me have a place to lay their head? Right. What do I need to do? What do you need to do? Right. Is that take out a second job? What you don't need to be doing is trying to tell her what to do with the money that she makes. Right. That's what you don't need to be doing. What you need to do is focus on self. One of the biggest problems that a lot of us have, most of us, and man, in the Black community, it's a terrible, terrible pandemic that has been plaguing us for generations. This is the concept of accountability. Worry about yourself. Stop worrying about other people. Do what you need to do and don't worry about. So as a man, right, do what you need to do. Figure out what it is that you need to do to be able to afford sanctuary for the people who depend on you. That's what you need to be doing and concentrating on. If you're doing that, then what happens? Well, the woman looks at that and says, oh, man, he's busting his butt. Right? Now, we're speaking about a certain type of woman here. She's busting his butt to make sure that I have, or we have, X, Y, and Z. What that calls into action is, well, let me do what I need to do here, here, and here. Because this is a team, right? Or her money can sort of figure out the rest, right? Or what you can do, because like I said, it's a team, right? This is a team. So you need to sit down, come to sort of agreement, right? Let's say you're not able to find a second job, right? And your primary source of income is just not cutting it, you know what I mean, from a provision standpoint. So what I would suggest personally is to sit down, have a conversation, and say, okay, look, this is the situation. I'm going to do X, Y, and Z to ensure that I can bring income in and try to cover this and make this my and make provide this portion myself, right? And then what I'm also going to be doing is loving appropriately, doing the things that the word says to do, you know, as a man, that you are called to do. And then remembering also that your woman needs to be loved differently than someone else's, right? So Jay-Z's woman, she don't need love like some of these other women, you know what I mean? Or Tom, or that's a white name, and I'm tell I've been at work. Earl, you know what I mean? Earl's wife does not need the same love and attention that Joe's wife needs. It is what it is, right? People are different, and because of that, you need to figure out what this woman needs. That's why conversation is so important, because without conversation, you don't know what each person needs. So you have that conversation, be a team, come to the table in humility, right? Don't just be trying to, what a lot of men do is they confuse leadership with dictatorship. And I also think women do this as well, right? Confusing what a leader actually looks like for being a dictator. So, but we're focusing on the men here. So as a man, you need to be saying, all right, well, you make this, I make this, together we make X. It costs this much to live here. And we need this, 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 and this to have the absolute, like the bare minimum, right? And so what's happening now, though, is this is a plan. This is planning. This is preparation. This is provision. This is security. Another thing that women look for as well, because what's happening here is you're sitting down and you are working on a plan of success. And so what happens now is that God honors that. That your decision to align yourself with the kingdom, to do, right, to produce fruit, to work, and produce things that come when being in alignment with Christ, right? Everything isn't going to be perfect, but you're doing the things that you need to be doing. And then God does the rest, right? Like the verse said, man, anything is possible, right? What can't you do? If you believe in the God that you say you believe in, and he has told you that all your needs will be met, then as a man, if you are aligning yourself and doing what you need to do, then he's going to fill in the blanks. Like, God, like, look, my wife needs this. She desires this. My kids need this. They desire this, right? You're not going to fulfill every want that they have, but if you're fulfilling the needs, God can take care of a lot of those wants, right, as well. And he's going to do that honoring his side of the deal. Because God can't not honor his side of the deal. That's not how he works. And so, again, man, it's about having a plan. If you see you're both sitting down, you're coming to the table and you're saying, okay, look, or you may even be in a position where you can sit down and say, hey, I make enough to cover these bills, these expenses. I'm going to direct all of the money that I make into providing security in terms of making sure our bills are taken care of. If you make enough to where you can focus your income on that, then that frees her up. Again, kingdom woman, she won't feel freed up to just do whatever. She'll be freed up to fill in those blanks of, okay, well, we want this. We want to take this trip. If you fulfilled those needs, if you are doing what you can to fulfill those needs with your income, then her income can be used to do X, Y, and Z in terms of, like, if we're looking at columns of needs and wants, can be used to fill in a lot of those wants column. And my personal belief is you set up this structure, right? You set up this discipline, you set up this structure in your home. Again, you security. This is all of what this is providing stability, security, and direction. Because we're also called, as we talked about last time, to have vision. And so this is establishing a vision or a trajectory for the household. And you can do this from any financial position. Well, we've talked about the guys that do make enough or make just enough to cover those things. We talked about the guys that don't make quite enough in terms of how they look at these situations. What about the unemployed man? How does he, because he in those situations is going to look like he's trying to have control over, you know, her money or, you know, whatever the case may be there. So in those scenarios, because to me, you can have not had a job this whole time, right? So, I mean, unless y'all have made the agreement that, or she makes excessive amounts of money that you literally don't have to do anything, there's still leadership for you to take, because it's not her role to lead where the this house is going. It's not her responsibility. It's your responsibility in those scenarios. Now, if she's got everything, right, you can, now you need to be saying, all right, leader serve. We've had this episode, we've had this episode talked about before, and how leaders function. Leaders know how to follow, they know how to lead because they've been followers. And so in that scenario where she has everything, well, now what you need to be doing is taking care of this home in a way that makes it even easier for her to do what she needs to do. That's what you need to be doing. That's how you lead from a secondary financial position. And but you still say, okay, that's for me and my house, right? Church, you need to be leading in faith. You need to be leading there as well. You can't just sit back and say, well, the money's taken care of, so I don't have to do nothing. No, brother, you still got to lead. It's still stuff for you to do, right? Because she's still going to call your name when them kids need that discipline. I get to see it function properly with a dad's like, yo, when your mama come home, it's on. Like, just imagine that, right? Now, I've seen a lot where you'd be like, man, go ask your mom. That's different. It's a little bit different. But, you know, anyway, man, as we're getting back on point here. As for me and my house, structure, design, there's still an authority position that you have in this design that allows you to lead your home in a way that is honorable to the kingdom. If you're not doing that, now we have a reflection of society that is inappropriate, because you've thrown your hands up and said, oh, she's got it. Now the structure of the home has disintegrated. The foundation of what the home is supposed to be established on, instead of it being concrete or solid ground, it is sand, mud. Like, that's what you've established the foundation in those scenarios. When your woman has everything, that don't matter. You still got stuff to do. You still gotta have yourself a little hustle. I would imagine you and woman just be sitting around doing nothing. Now, I know there's some stay-at-home dads, but them stay-at-home dads doing some work, boy. I done seen them. They doing work. And so, now that we talked about that, right, let's just talk about average folks. Man lose a job, woman just has a regular job, making around 60 bands. Like, in that scenario, well, 60 is not really enough to cover two people, is it? God forbid you have kids. Well, in that scenario, because my thought is you haven't been jobless this whole time, right? You lost your job, and now you're struggling to get another one. In that scenario, it can easily look like you latching on to someone and trying to control a situation that you really don't have a right to control. In that scenario, because if what you should have been doing this whole time is the other things we talked about, leadership in terms of faith and growth and things in that area, leading conversations and leading plans and structure and putting these this sort of trajectory map together. If you've done that, guess what else has happened? Because if you're in a leadership position and you're doing things right, from a financial perspective, what do you know from what the Bible says? You're supposed to save and you're supposed to invest. So if you have prepared correctly, you have places to pull from, right? But that's in a what you want to call it, That's in a perfect scenario, I guess, if you want to call it that. Now, the imperfect scenario is you didn't do none of that. Maybe you couldn't. Maybe you didn't know how. Well, now it's going to be a little bit more of a struggle because you're going to have to backtrack to things that you should have been doing and didn't do. Now you're going to have to start doing them. And if you have established this broken structure, you have to then establish an actual structure that works. So now you have to say, okay, now this is going to have to stop happening, right? We're going to have this, the excess that we were engaging in terms of a wants perspective, we're going to have to stop, right? Maybe we have to stop going out to eat. And if you're going to put these things into place, what do you have to do as a leader? You have to be the first one willing to stand up and be like, I'm going to serve. If we can't go out to eat as much, I will cook. Step up. Suck it up. Step up. Put all that old bull aside. We think the woman's supposed to be... Man, I wanna say something wild, but I ain't gonna do that. Put all that old school stuff aside. Step up. Get it done. I'll cook. I'll clean. Serve. And if you have a woman that is a kingdom woman, guess what she'll do? She'll follow. And then now you've established a team. And then meanwhile, what you're doing is what? Pursuing income. All right, okay. Can't get a job. What can I do? Can I flip some pallets? Can I what can I do? Can I stand on the corner and sell some fruit? Or what can I sell some of my stuff? Do I have a whole bunch of tennis shoes? Can I get rid of them? Yeah, I can do that. Make a little bit. And this is where you've budgeted. Now you need to put a budget to put together. If you weren't living with one before, now you need one. Now you need a budget plan, because what you need to have in perspective is, all right, this is what's happening from a financial perspective in our home. These are our needs. These are our wants. Okay. So a lot of the stuff that we've talked about, this is the stuff that as a man, you need to have put together. Even if you're not good with numbers, calculators exist. Budgets ain't complicated mathematical problems. It's addition and subtraction. If we are going to hit these needs and one of these incomes have been subtracted, then wants need to be subtracted as well. So we limit the overall dollar amount that is exiting this household on a monthly basis. Until I can establish another form of income that allows me to lead from a financial perspective as well. So, man, with that being said, it's like this. Serve first. If you are in a situation where, if you're in an average situation, serve first. If you're in an above average situation, serve first. If you're in a premium situation, serve first. If you're in a below average, serve first. Figure out what blanks you can fill in practically, right? Can you cook? Can you clean? If you can't, learn. Fill in the blanks. Figure it out. Get it done. Because at the end of the day, each and every one of us is going to be held accountable for the things and the position that God has allowed us and blessed us to be in. And so if He has blessed you to have a household to look over, it is your responsibility at all times of your existence to make sure that they are taken care of. Your relationship is to reflect Christ's relationship with the church. What did He do for the church? He died for it. You don't have to hang on no cross. All you have to do is die to self. All you might have to do is wash some dishes. All you might have to do is cook. Ain't nobody trying to kill you, homie. Shut up. Get it done. All right, man. Look, if you can tell me, I'm sick of sorry dudes just being sorry and then expecting women to just bow down. Nah. It ain't go down like that. I wouldn't want that for my mama. I wouldn't want that for my sister. I wouldn't want that for your sister. I wouldn't want that for your mama, your granny, your auntie. I don't want that for no one. Now, some women want to be out here on the, and some men even. Some men aren't fit to lead. You don't need to have no wife. Point blank, period. You don't need nobody that depends on you because you're not dependable. Now, let's be real. Let's be real. Let's be honest. Some dudes, they just ain't got it. And they believe in God. And they just can't. I think those men are meant to be single. Women, you know, not necessarily just ones that don't want to have kids, but women maybe who don't want to have kids, or women that have trouble allowing someone to lead, things like that. I mean, I can't. It's hard for me to put specifics on it. Like, I'm a man, so I can put specifics on that. But, like, from a woman's perspective, it's hard for me to say. Just whatever type of woman that, maybe a woman just doesn't want a family, like no family. That's not a call for you to be single and have flings and one night stands everywhere. That's not what that means. That means you've been called to a life of celibacy. Life is celibacy. Go, Paul talk about it. Go read Corinthians. Is it Corinthians? Yeah, I think it's Corinthians. Go read. You'll see. In fact, the word even says is better. Paul says is better for a lot of us not to get married, because it's harder to put God first in those scenarios. It just does, because you've got responsibilities that are in front of you that you can see, and it's easier to identify. Whereas God, you can't see him. It's all faith based, right? So with that being said, you know, it just kind of is what it is, man. Do your job, fill in the blanks, serve first. I promise you things will look so much better. But you don't do that, that's why I saw so many broken homes. Men didn't want to have, they didn't want to do their or take care of their responsibilities, so they left. Men didn't want to take care of their responsibilities, so they sit on the couch, they watch the game. They sorry. They don't help out around, they sorry. They just want to sit around, complain, be punks, like just disgusting. And when you have to take that account for the people that God charged you with, man, it's gonna be some interesting times. Gonna be some interesting time. But anyway, man, we're hitting that 30-minute mark, so I want to go ahead and stop right there, man. And thank you guys once again for tuning in. Thank you for listening. This episode might have a little bit more background noise because there was a lot of stuff happening in the background to later in the show, so I do apologize. But thank you for staying locked in and staying tuned in to the message, and hopefully, you know, it got across and it hit home for some, if not everyone who's listening, right? And women can use this as well, right? You need to be looking for these things, especially single women. You need to be identifying these things, because some of them are less obvious than others, but the ability to identify someone who will lead in a way that is fitting to the kingdom, I don't think that's hard to tell. I think that's hard to fake. I really do. Because I think if you are dealing with a man who's living in that way, you can go to the word and you can say, oh, he's doing this. Oh, yeah, he's doing this. He's doing this. Okay, cool. Okay, but maybe he's not doing this. Maybe I make more than him, but I see him leading and living his life in a way that can integrate more, or a family, right? That can integrate other people, and him having that ability to lead. So, and on top of this, on top of all what I'm saying, if you're in a situation where things are broken and they're hard to fix, don't get a divorce. Seek counseling. Please seek counseling, because the last thing that we want to do is feed into the ideas of the world. And because things aren't going wrong, we get a divorce. That's not God's way. It's just not. Align yourself with the kingdom. Lead, provide, secure, serve. Fill in the blanks and do what you need to do. Episode 51, Black Within a God podcast. It's your boy, Joe Breeze. I'm out. You guys, enjoy your weekend. Black Within a God on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. BlackWealthUnderGod@gmail.com. Leave those reviews. iTunes, Google, Amazon, Stitcher, like wherever. If I'm not somewhere that you listen, let me know and we'll get it done. But yeah, definitely please leave those reviews. Please share. Please engage in healthy conversations with followers of Christ. If you're not in a church, get in one. That's what I'm trying to do right now, is trying to find me a church. If you got a good church recommendation, send it over to me. Yeah, man. So Funky Town, Texas, we here. Yeah, I think that's it. Again, you guys enjoy the rest of your weekend. Much love. In Jesus' name, peace.